This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 to 22. It says there, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have the confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." End of quote. Our insight today reminds us, we have an instant access to the most holy place, referring to the very presence of God, through the curtain that is the body of Jesus Christ, which was broken for humanity. You see, in the olden days, only once in a year, the high priest could enter into the most holy place to atone for the nation's sin as a whole. That day is called the Day of Atonement, and the high priest enters only with the blood of the sacrificial goat in his hand. And he then sprinkled some of the blood on the mercy seat 7 times to cleanse people from their impurities. With the most fear, the high priest entered there to do his service for the people. Our passage today says we have today the confidence to enter the most holy place, means to the very presence of God, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, the body of Jesus Christ. Remember, the thick and large curtain hung in front of the holiest place was torn down from top to bottom at the time of the death of Jesus Christ. Matthew in his Gospel, chapter 27, verse 51 says, "At the moment," referring to the moment of the death of Jesus, "the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom." End of quote. This was the curtain the high priest of Israel passed to enter into the presence of God once in a year on the Day of Atonement. The imagery of the curtain in front of the most holy place in the temple, and the curtain referred to here as the body of Jesus, is very important. If it was by the curtain of the temple in front of the most holy place, the high priest entered and atoned for the sins and transgressions of the people. Now Jesus, the fulfillment of God's promise and salvation to the people, opened a new and living way for us to enter into the very presence of God. The curtain mentioned here is the body of Jesus. It is a new and living way, brand new with all its excitements. And it is a living way because this is not the way of the dead animals, but is the way of the source of all life, the abundant life, Jesus Christ. Beloved, you don't need to wait for 1 year or worry and fearfully consider going to the presence of God. You see, you can walk through the curtain of the body of Jesus into the presence of God with faith and trust in Jesus. Our insight also says there, in the most holy place, the very presence of God is Jesus Christ today, our great high priest over the house of God. Therefore, you can come and draw near to God with full confidence and with a sincere and open acknowledgement and agreement of your sins, transgressions and shortcomings, with a full faith in what Jesus had already accomplished for you. In short, you have an instant access to God in and through Jesus Christ. Because of the curtain, the body of Jesus broken on the cross for all of your sins, Jesus paid for your sins on that cross. By coming to Jesus and accepting Him as your Savior, you have the assurance and confidence to draw near to God and enjoy His love, mercy, and forgiveness. Beloved, if you do not have the confidence or assurance as of yet about your salvation, forgiveness of sins, or eternal life at the moment of your death, Bible says you do not need to wish or hope only for it. You can get the confidence and confirmation of your eternal salvation right away today. I will help you for that. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven. I believe by the shedding of the blood of Jesus, by the broken body of Jesus for my sins, He opened a new and living way to come to You, Father, and enjoy all You have for me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for me. I am so sorry for all of my sins and transgressions. I repent of it. Thank You for the confidence and assurance of salvation, forgiveness, mercy, grace, and eternal life available in and through Jesus Christ. I come to You this evening, and I believe in Jesus as my Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.